students were in the school for a year. I'm even now told that some of them have been repeated already, and then they got repeated and all that. If they were for the whole year, first term, second term, third term, you assess them. In the course of the assessment, you realize that they have a challenge. What did you do first term? What did you do second term? What did you do third term? Now, what is the real challenge? Is it that the person should have been an R student, but he decided to go and do science, so he has a problem? Did you advise them that then I want you to go to arts, or I want you to remain under science? If it is maths or a specific subject, what is the real problem in that maths or specific problem, a subject? Is it about some aspect of it that the person, you know, these are things that teachers do. So have you done all that? If you've done all that and after that, the person still can't make the mark, then we sit with the parents, the counselors and whatever, and then we decide on what next to do for the child. So that is the issue.
So in this specific case of the students of the primary college, what is supposed to be done for them?
Yeah, so if, for example, they can give us this evidence that I'm talking about, then we go into some discussion with counselors and with parents to support the children, because at their age, we can't say that just letting them go. If we do that, we are going to have a risk on our hands in the nearest future. So what we are telling them is that do remedials of them. And the thing is not about putting them in a class and then teaching them the normal way that you teach them. They will still come out and not make the mark that you want. You need to identify the real situation with them, and then we try to support them.
Professor Pokwa Mankwa also explained government's position on repetition of students in view of the free SHS policy. He said government is not encouraging wholesale promotion of students. As such, those who fail their examination cannot enjoy the policy.
It's a scholarship, and everywhere in the world, if you have a scholarship, it is for a given period. So if you go beyond that period, you don't get the scholarship. For some scholarships, for example, they will say that every year your school should bring your report. If you don't meet a certain mark, your scholarship is withdrawn. It doesn't mean you will stop going to school, but what it means is that you will not be under the scholarship.
You already indicated that there is the need for proper counseling and guidance of the students in the courses they choose. But I know that in the schools we have the counseling and guidance units. It doesn't mean that these units are not living up to expectation.
Well, I can't say so. I haven't been there, so I don't know what counseling that they've done for them so far. But I know that they are there working. Unless we do some assessment of them, know their challenges and the issues that they're going through, we can't say that the counselors are not doing well.
But then, do we even have enough counselors in all the schools?
I don't have the figures now, but I know that there are counselors. Those that we don't have, in some situations, we even have at the district level, and they can always fall on these counselors if they have any challenge.
Acting Director General of the Ghana Education Service, Professor Kwesi Pokwa Mankwa, talking to Bubu Klunugu.